My New Year's resolution is to keep my foot on these bitches' necks.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hello, podcast universe. It's Christina, TCV producer and purveyor of all things drama. And I have some news. Unfortunately, Brian and his family are still living in a COVID hellscape, vibes, which is not exactly conducive to providing you with new and exciting content. But that being said, everyone's on the up, and we're starting the new year off right and getting our shit together, etc., etc. And also, guess what? Season 5 starts next week. Woo! Thrilled for you, scared for me. We'll be bringing you fresh new episodes as fast as our little hands can make them. But in the meantime, I've put together an episode with a few of my favorite segments. So get ready to hear about Brian's balls in Vegas, Apple Music CarPlay torture, the lion and the lamb, and our lovely porn again preacher. Best to you.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, the wonderful Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
And best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Are you a Vegas girl? Have you been to Vegas?
I have been to Vegas many times, and I am not a Vegas girl.
You're not a Vegas fan?
No.
Why?
No,
I would think of you as like a total Vegas girl. Like, I know you in your personal life, right? And I know that you can go hard. Like,
yeah.
You can go hard. You hang in there with the best of them. Mm-hmm. So I would think that Vegas is just your speed.
Nope.
Like, let's get crazy. Let's go multiple places. Let's get shots everywhere. Let's keep on going.
No,
I don't think of you as a gambling type of person, but I think of you as like Vegas and all the bright lights.
I'll put 20 on red.
You put 20 on red. I saw a lot of guys lose 20 on red.
Yeah, 20 on red.
I just got back from a... go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, it's kind of sad. It's got a sad...
it does.
You know,
it does. I totally agree with you.
To it.
Yes, there is a set. There is no doubt in my mind. I've been to New York a lot. I've been to Vegas a lot. I think there's no comparison. I think Vegas is the true 24-hour city.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. No, anything goes 24 hours a day.
24 hours
all
a day.
The time.
But what I mean by that is in New York, there is a difference between the daytime and the nighttime.
There is, yeah.
The party shifts to other places. Like, not everywhere in New York City is 24 hours.
Yes.
There are certainly elements where, you know, you can go to get food at 24 hours or go to a club 20. But Vegas is the same no matter what hour, day or night.
Yep.
It's exactly the same. I just got back from...
And there's always that sad person sitting there at the
I got
slot
stuck
machine.
Next to him on the way to Vegas.
And they have slot machines like in the
oh my God.
Airport.
This is what I'm just about to talk about.
Okay.
So I go to Vegas to the podcast conference.
Yes.
On the way to the podcast...
Did you represent us well?
I represented us very well. Thank you very much.
Brian Green,
yes.
Comedian.
That's right.
And the commercials... Breaks.
I was like, the commercial breaks. I was on stage and I
breaks.
Said, excuse me, guys, I got to fit in one of my 21 EPMs. I'll be back in a few minutes. I went to a very nice restaurant. I said, do you have a DD Cantor? No one laughed.
No. Oh,
you know
DD
why?
Cantor.
The DD Cantor. Can I stick my balls in the wine?
Yeah.
You know why no one laughed? Because not a single person in the podcast industry listens to this show. Okay, so let me tell you about my trip to Vegas, because I think it's good. So I am slated to go there just for 2 days. I got a brand new baby, and Astrid is already way sick of me. I mean, if it wasn't for the commercial break making money, I think Astrid would have been gone a long time ago. But she says, okay, understood. She's actually been very understanding. She's like, no, you need to go. It's part of your job, and just go, and I'll deal with it. So I go to Vegas and I get 11 o'clock in the morning flight out to Vegas, which so
I could have a story to tell later. But anyways, about my Vegas flight out there.
Save it. Put it in the pocket. Write it on the book. We want to tell it. I show up to that flight. I always get the window seat if I can, because that's what I like to do. I like to squirrel away in the corner. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want anybody touching me. I just want to sit and watch out the window.
I love the window seat.
The window seat is the only seat on the
love
plane,
the window
as far
seat.
As I'm concerned. Because you know what? The aisle seat gives you the impression that you have more room, like you like to kick that left or that right leg out. But the truth is, a couple of yahoos have walked down the aisle and knock you in the knees a couple of times. You are cured of that.
Yeah, knock you in the shoulder.
Yeah, you're cured of that delusion, because the truth is, the aisle seat is just as bad as the middle seat. It's like you're always like this. Ah, excuse me. I get on the plane in my seat. Never in the history of Brian flying have I ever... Olivia Munn has not sat next to me on the plane. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, I think there's some kind of, program in the reservation system that marks you as a single guy or a guy flying by yourself and then says, let's put other single guys in this aisle so as not to cause any drama. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I think so. Because I've never sat next to a female form. Never! Never! So,
I saw plenty of guys on my trip.
Well, I wish you would sit next to me because I'm getting sick of these yahoos I sit next to. I get to the gate and I'm standing there. And of course, we have to do the gate shuffle. Didn't we put this on the treaty? This was what else was on the treaty. Mm-hmm. The airplane gate treaty of 2022.
Okay, I'm putting it down.
Please, for the love of all that's fucking holy, stay seated until someone calls your zone. You know what the
problem? It's so ridiculous.
Everyone gets it in their head that they're missing out on something. It's ridiculous.
They stand there, block up the way.
Yes.
And then when your gate is called in, they're not there. They have to stand down and you just walk.
There's always one lady who runs to the front of the line 30 minutes before the gate opens, and she's already complaining, I need extra time to get down. What do you need extra time for? You're standing there for 30 minutes. If you can stand for 30 minutes, you don't need extra time getting down the goddamn gate. Stop it. Stop it with yourself. Yes. You're flying all the way in the back of the... We know you. We've seen you before. So I'm sitting there, and across where I'm sitting in the gate area, across from me is Bob and fucking Tom. Bob and fucking Tom, let me explain who Bob and Tom is. Not that it matters, but Bob is about 320, 6'1", big boy, mm-hmm. right? Let me explain one thing that should tell you everything you need to know about Bob. Bob is wearing jeans that are four sizes too big for him, and he has missed three of the six belt loops on his pants.
Ooh.
So his pants are
hanging
riding
down.
Yeah, but you can see like the belt is all kafukta. He's got a shirt half tucked in. He's got a hat kicked sideways. The only thing that, and Tom has a shirt on that says, show me your pits. With a picture of a NASCAR vehicle with the headlights on.
Oh, wow.
So here we go.
This is on the way to Vegas.
I haven't even gotten on the fucking plane yet. And I'm already miserable. Yeah. I'm already... And in my head, I'm like, please, for the love, I swear I'll start going to church on Sundays if you just don't put Bob and Tom next to Brian. Please don't make Bob the guy in the middle. Guess what? The guy in the middle. The entirety of the flight, from the time they sit down to the time that they get off the plane, all they can talk about is the tits they're going to see in Vegas, the five they're going to put down on Notre Dame.
The tits
or the pits? Both. Tits and pits. Okay. The five they're going to put down on, North Carolina beating Duke or whatever. The craps table that they're going to go to. The O'Shagahans down at the end.
Oh, everybody's super excited.
They're all charged up.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Pina coladas all around.
I drink for free. I smoke for free. They only took $6,000 of my dollars at the tables. It's the best place on earth. These are the kind of guys that try and outdrink their losses. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. We'll just drink as much as we can because that'll absorb some of the losses. Mm-hmm. So as soon as the plane takes off and those televisions come on, Bob and Tom are both watching independent basketball games, and they... I have my headphones on. I'm trying to watch a British comedy television show.
You're so sophisticated.
Bob's entire body is on top of me. He's just on top of me. When he moves, he makes no effort whatsoever to keep himself around his own seat. He's hitting me with his arm. He's going like this. He's so animated when when someone scores a basket. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's red-faced. Tom's losing the game. So Tom's like, God damn it. God damn it. He's slapping his leg. God damn it. God damn it. And I'm like, Jesus Jones, guys, just settle down for 4 fucking hours. It's 11 o'clock in the morning.
Silently watch your basketball game.
Chrissy, as soon as we get off the plane, because I'm behind them because mm-hmm. they get out first and now mm-hmm. we're all walking in that line. As soon as we get off the plane, Bob and Tom stop right at the gate door. And Bob looks at Tom and he goes, I say we do 100 on this one right here. This one looks fantastic. The slot machine directly outside the gate door.
Oh,
Bob cannot. He is such a degenerate that he cannot wait for 15 fucking seconds. He's got to play the one he sees first.
He's itching.
Vegas is filled with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Filled with these guys, yep. Especially at the sports books.
Yep.
You go to a sports book, look Look for a vagina. Good luck finding a vagina and anyone that's working there. It's all guys. They're all sitting there. They're all, half of them are miserable. The other half are yelling and screaming. It is kind of a sad place because you know that if you walk, when I walk through that sports book, I know that at least 10% of these human beings are in big fucking trouble. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to gamble their way out of losses. Absolutely. It's an addiction. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad for those who are caught up in it. Yes. So we're going to have a little fun with it today. But I do think, you know, whatever. Call your gambling. Whatever. Talk to your therapist. God, what am I?
BetterHelp.
Am I Dr. fucking Phil?
BetterHelp.com.
I, for some reason, and I'm not exactly sure what the reason is. We couldn't have done the conference at the Wynn or even MGM Grand. Circus fucking Circus would have been a step up.
You were at Circus Circus?
I was not at Circus Circus.
I stayed at Circus Circus the very first time I ever
went
there.
Me too. As an adult, yes. When I went by myself, well, I stayed at Circus Circus too. Oh, you were?
Yeah.
We're staying at some property off, like a mile off the
strip.
Off the strip, what they refer to as Old Vegas.
Oh, the Old Vegas area.
Not like the one with the big canopy. This is literally out in the middle of the desert in a really not so great part of town. It's a resort that it's got one bar in the entire casino.
What?
Chrissy, they had like, you know how every big casino has the shopping mall?
Yes.
And they have what? Gucci and right. Louis Vuitton. Mm-hmm. I pull up to this hotel. I get out.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Oshkosh Bagosh would have been a step up. It's got a lady who's selling incense and crystals. Yes, it's got Shandy Handy's massage parlor. It's got an entire store dedicated to the Raiders. And then it's got a gift shop that's still got silkscreen t-shirts being printed.
Oh, like the airbrush yeah, ones?
No, the kind where you steam them. Okay. Like that you make your own design and you steam them. It's class act over there. I went over to the Wynn Hotel and it's like 50, yes. It's like the world's largest Louis Vuitton store. I go back
beautiful murals on the ceiling.
Yes. Yes. I go back to my hotel. It looks like a really big Sitco. You know what I'm talking about? It's got all that trinkets and bullshit. So I check in. They tell me it's at the North Tower. I don't know what the fuck. Where the fuck is the North Tower? Oh, it's easy. Take a left here. Go to the right. When it splits, go to the left. Then back over to the right. Look for the elevators. You're going to go on the second deck of elevators. Okay, sure. Simple. Whatever that means. Yeah, simple. Hopefully there are signs to guide me. There are no signs to guide me. I'm just walking around aimlessly around this mall. And I asked the lady who worked at one of the stores. I'm like, do you know where the North Tower elevators are? She goes, I'm sorry. I just work here. Yeah, that's why I'm asking you. Dumb shithead.
Well, you knew this place.
The elevators are three elevators for a hotel that has 1,800 hotel rooms in it. And the North Tower in and of itself has 900. So there are three elevators, one of which is broken. So now there's two elevators.
Oh, no.
This hotel was built back in the 60s. So the elevators are from 1960.
Did Frank Sinatra used to play there?
Not Frank Sinatra. I don't want to give it away because I don't want to bash the hotel specifically. Okay. Like there might be some people that like it. There's other versions of this hotel around the world that I'm sure are much nicer. But those elevators, Chrissy, I stood, when I was looking to get to my room, I stood near the elevators for at least 11 minutes waiting for an elevator to come down. And at that time, now there's 300 people waiting for an elevator because there's 900 other rooms up there. Yeah. No one has any regard for anyone else. They're smushing us in like sardines. I fucking hate that. Drives me crazy. I get up to the lady says,
were you wearing a mask?
Are you wearing a mask? What kind of nonsense are you talking about? Wearing a mask. No one wears masks anymore. It's a free for all. There's always one lady who's wearing a mask.
Yes, there is.
It always seems to be a lady. She's always wearing a mask. And then I like to give
and
her.
I'm kind of like, damn, I should be wearing one.
Me
too.
I always go, shit. I know. This lady came prepared. I didn't know what I was walking into. If I would have gone to the Wynn, I would have had a private elevator straight to my room. But here I am at Oshagahan's or whatever the fuck, wherever the fuck we are. I get in the room. There's a roach crawling. Oshagahan's. I get in the room. There's a roach crawling across the wall. I have a beautiful
mirrored ceiling.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. I can't even explain how bad this hotel room was. But the worst part is that I do have a beautiful view of the strip a mile away.
Right.
I can't walk there. I'm not going to get there.
It looks nice.
Yeah. Oh, hey, that's a beautiful hotel. What is that? The New York, New York? I think I see that.
I read that roller coaster on top.
I have too. Yeah. It was a waste of $25. Did you have any idea to pay for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Did you like it?
At the time.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I was like, eh, whatever. $25. So I get to this hotel room, and then I'm just like, okay, I'm going to be here for 48 hours. I'm literally here for 48 hours. I'm flying in on Wednesday. I'm leaving on Friday. I can deal with this. It's fine. Yeah. Place to lay my head. You know, not a huge drinker. Don't do a lot of gambling. So I don't need extreme comfort. I just need a place just to lay my head. Yes.
Straight sex.
That's right. I just need a place for the hooker to put her purse. That's all I need. Prostitute, sex worker. Sorry. Sex work is work, not a hooker. But let me tell you something. At O'Shagahan's, there is a battalion of sex workers.
Okay.
Perusing around the casino and hotel. You can just...
It's old Vegas.
It's old Vegas. And it's old sex workers. It's like they moved from the Wynn to O'Shagahan's at a certain age.
That's where you go.
So...
It's like the Claremont.
It is like the Claremont. So what's the first thing that you got to do in Vegas?
Put 20 on red.
No, I'm going to go to the weed store. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, right.
It's like there's a weed store.
I forget that everything's legal now.
I've never been to a weed store.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I've never been to a weed store. I've never been inside of a weed store.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah, so I thought to myself, there was a couple other people there, and they were like, they were going to go and whatever.
Everybody goes.
Yeah.
Colorado or California.
Colorado, Vegas.
Colorado or California.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to the weed store.
You have to go to the weed store if the weed is legal in that state. And it's legal in Las Vegas. So, Chrissy, we go and we're like, okay, let's walk. It's only a mile away. We start walking. It's flat. There's no drama.
You encounter the people.
I have never.
All kinds.
Yeah, we encountered a man with underwear on his head, but sans underwear on the lower half of his body.
Well, where else did you wear it?
he was just walking with his dick out. It was crazy. I've never felt so unsafe in my life walking down this part of Vegas street. We show up at this, you know, the weed pharmacy. They got three different locked doors you got
to
get through.
Oh, yeah, you have to. You
it's
your
a
ID,
whole security.
You walk through, yep.
So we go there, and, you know, I'm with some people, and they're asking some questions. Nope, we're out of that. Nope, we're out of that. Nope, we don't have that. Nope, not that. And I'm like, what a fucking weed store is this?
What weed store?
We were going to go to the largest weed store in the world, but we ended up at the smallest weed store in the world, which was next to a McDonald's, appropriately. It was tiny, Chrissy. It was the size of the studio. And the guy was so nice. He was so nice. Yeah. But he was out of everything. He had this menu, 700 things long, right? Yeah. And people are flipping through and they're like, I'll take one of these and seven of these and eight of these. Nope, ain't got none of that. Don't have any of that. You know what I do have? I have Dorito flavored weed chips. Do you want some of those? They're on sale. Yeah. Well, buy one, get one free. And I'm like, if they're buy one, get one free. Yeah. If there's weed items that are buy one, get one free, it's because they suck.
They're not selling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First of all, second of all, how do you put weed in a Dorito? How do you do that?
I mean, it's kind of genius.
Can you like, what do you just...
Well, you get the munchies.
The oil. Oh, yeah, that is. You get the munchies and then you get more munchies. You get the munchies and then you go to the hospital because you're having a panic attack. So we get back from the store and then there's going to be a big dinner. You know where we went to dinner? You ever seen that movie Casino? Ruth's Chris. By the way, they have every fucking chain restaurant is on this street that this Bahama Breeze. When's the last time you saw a Bahama Breeze?
Wolfgang Puck has 100 of them.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 30 of them down in Florida,
too. Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. Yeah, he just, you know what he does? He just opens up a new one with one of those schmucks from his show.
Yes.
Yeah, he says, here, I'm going to pay you $50,000 a year. Yeah.
Get away from us.
Come make your shitty burgers over here. Actually, I have a friend who's been to one of the Gordon Ramsay restaurants
They're
and said
good.
It was really good.
No, it is good. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah.
So we are going to go to the... You
Inside
seen
the Venetian.
You've seen, oh, yeah. Thanks. The Venetian was... I could see it. I could see the Venetian through my unclean windows. Those windows hadn't been cleaned in 22 years. I tried to take pictures, but all I could see was the dust. My phone couldn't get past it. I kept clicking for focus, and all it was focusing on was the dirt on the window. Chrissy, I swear to God. Remind me to tell you about the windows, too.
Okay.
So... You ever seen the movie Casino?
Yeah, of course.
One of my favorite movies of all time.
Yes.
Wonderful. You know that restaurant that they're always going to?
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy owns or he's part of or whatever, Joe Pesci's character?
Mm-hmm.
He vices that guy in the back, he vices his head or whatever's going on. That's the restaurant we went to where it was filmed. Perioni's Italian restaurant, I think is how it's said. Chrissy, this place, the second...
Legit.
There are people... that were in this place, that were straight out of casting. It's as if they paid some Italian men to dress up like gangsters and just stand around.
Just be there.
It's so authentic. It's so real. First of all, you're in that same restaurant. You're imagining yourself in the movie Casino.
Yeah.
Because if you've seen Casino, you've seen that scene a million times where they're sitting in the booth. The booth is there. You know, you can go take pictures, kneel before it, kiss its ring. I don't know what the fuck would you do.
Take a knee.
So we're in this bar, this like tiny little like dark, you know, you can still smell the cigarette smoke.
The smoke that used probably, to be allowed.
Yeah, well, they probably still let, you know, yeah. They close the doors at 9 and everybody starts smoking cigarettes. All the guys they just paid to stand there, right? So we're all sitting there having a drink waiting for the table. And there's a TV in the corner, and the TV in the corner is playing horse races. Horse races. And there's a guy standing under the TV.
Old horse races.
Italian guy, gold chain. You know, big guy, he's got a fupa, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. He's standing there, he's drinking his drink. He never moves from that location. He's standing.
A glass of Chianti?
Yeah, a glass of Chianti Classico. Hey, Brian, send the man a glass of Chianti Classico before he breaks your legs. He's standing there, he never moves in the 30 minutes that we're there. You know what he's doing? He's a security for the place. I'm assuming he's security for the place.
Oh, but
like
he was
nondescript security.
He was watching the horse races. Though.
He was not watching the horse races. He was standing under the TV facing the room.
And
he just stood there for 30 minutes. And I thought to myself, after a minute, I was like, clearly he's like security. There's like old Italian men with their gray hair all slicked back. They're, you know, diminutive. They're 5'9"
Sopranos.
Total Sopranos. Yeah. You got Lucky Two Smokes, Smokey Bones, you know, Daddy Gravy, you got, you know, Sunday Dinner. You got the whole gang's all there.
Yes.
And then you get to the table and the food is like real Italian food. One of the dinners, one of the entrees is called Sunday Gravy. That's what it's called. Sunday Gravy. A meatball, a sausage, a pasta.
With the red sauce.
Yes. I have never in my life felt so Italian and oddly at home. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
no,
I felt like I was at home.
It does make you feel homey.
It does, totally. It makes
garlic,
you feel like at home. I feel like I'm
wine,
a garlic, wine. Chianti Classico, yeah.
Red sauce.
Joey Break Your Bones standing under the the horse races. The horse races on. They got the fucking horse races on in this place where you're going to pay $600 for a meal. It's incredible. So we had dinner there, and I'm telling you what, Chrissy, it was the best food ever.
It's making me hungry.
I get back to the hotel room. I don't know where I am. I have had nothing to drink.
You're in the South Tower.
I'm not in the. I don't even know if I'm in a tower. I'm not even sure I'm at the right hotel. I just came with everybody else. I'm totally lost. I'm walking around this huge tower trying to find my. The room numbers are really weird. It's like 11-32122, right? So. And I'm not really sure what all the numbers stand for, so I'm just trying to match them up to the doors. But then they
makes
change
sense
infrequently.
Of it.
I have no idea what's. It was the worst. It was the worst. It was the worst. I get in the room. I'm like, let me take a hot shower. I'm going to take a hot shower. I'm going to chill out. I'm going to go to bed. I don't have the children.
Eat some of the Doritos.
I'll eat some of those Doritos that I got. I'll eat some of the weed they didn't have to sell us, right? I'll pretend that they had weed to sell us. I'll take it.
Okay, I'll just eat my own weed that I brought.
Okay, that's right. I guess I have to dip into the stash I brought. So my thinking is I'm going to take a hot shower. By the way, the window's wide open. Right? The curtains are wide open.
Yeah.
But I know for a fact that in Las Vegas, every window is a mirrored window.
Right.
You got to keep the heat out, right? You got to keep the heat out and everybody wants privacy. Mm-hmm. And so they're mirrored windows. I don't even think about it. I'm going to take a shower. I walk out. I got my balls flapping in the air.
Was the ball air?
Yeah. I got ball air flying everywhere. I plug my phone in. I'm dancing around the room, basically naked.
No kids.
No kids. No Chrissy. Yeah,
exactly.
No commercial break audience viewing my balls. I'm just out there. No fear that the paparazzi is going to catch a nut pick or something like that. I'm good. I'm great. So I take a shower. I go to bed. I wake up at like 4:45 because it's the time difference.
Yeah.
And I'm used to getting up like not as early as some people with kids, but I get up, you know, seven-ish, 7:30, something like that. 7 to 8. So I pop up. And this is what makes me tell you that I think Las Vegas is the true 24-hour town. Because it's 4:45 and I need a charger and I want a glass of coffee and or a cup of coffee. And I'm like,
I thought you were gonna say a glass of wine.
Yeah, I would love a glass of wine. They got a Chianti Classico. That wine that they're serving at that particular casino, I'm not even sure what that is.
Vinegar.
Yeah, it's grape juice with vinegar. It's fermented mat juice. Fermented mat juice.
Fermented.
So I think to myself, well, there's like, you know, 15 stores downstairs. There's got to be a Starbucks somewhere close open. I mean, sure. If I had to walk over to the Wynn or whatever, I could probably get a room.
Also, put it on the room tab.
Yeah, put it you on the room
there.
Tab.
You were there with a conference. So.
I was there with a conference. I thought to myself, I could go over to the Wynn.
A whole thing of bacon and coffee.
I called the room service. Oh, I called the room service when I, like, you know, late at night. I thought, oh, let me get a little dessert sent up here, a little sweet, right? Mm. I called and she was like, we close at 7:30 p.m. I'm like, you close at 7:30 p.m. What time do you
dessert?
I know. And then I'm like, what time do you guys open back up? And she's like, 9:30. And I'm like, you have room service from 9:30 to 7:30 after breakfast and before dinner is when you close. Your smunch, you have smunch available. And they don't even have a menu. It's one of those kind of places where we're just call and hope that they have something. Can I get a cheeseburger? How about a grilled cheese? Sure. Can I get sourdough? How about, we don't have any bread, sir. I'm just going to put some cheese on
like
a plate.
The weed store.
It's like the weed store. So I get dressed and I think to myself, I can go find, somebody's got a cup of coffee somewhere and maybe the front desk has a charger. Well, I go downstairs and that casino.
You should just like divvied yourself open to like a conference that was really going on. Like, because they've got those nice carafes. They've got the silver.
Yeah.
The silver carafes of coffee.
That was part of the problem with this conference, which I like the conference. I'm not knocking the conference, but, and I think they have a deal with this particular hotel company that they do them all across
makes
the
sense.
Country. Yeah, but they should have checked this one out beforehand. I mean, honestly, it was so bad that a lot of people didn't even stay there. They were like, we're going to go stay at another hotel. It was so bad that on the flight there, somebody thought that they had misbooked my room, like for the different dates. And I was like, oh, well, that's okay. I'll just go online and I'll look and see if I can get a room, right? Yeah. $33 is how much the room costs for the night. $33. I don't care where you are. $33 might sound good, but it's not good. It's not. It can't be. It's impossible.
You're going to break the 100.
So I go downstairs. It takes me 42 minutes to go down the elevator. So I get down the elevator. I can't even find the stairs in this place. I get down the elevator. I walk. The doors open and I walk through the little mall. Most things are closed, but they do have a little store that's open. I get my charger and then I go, oh, let me just like walk around the casino for a minute. The casino is as busy as it was when I walked in the door to go to sleep.
Yep.
It's just insane to me. I mean, I've been to Vegas a million times and I know this to be true.
Yeah.
There's no windows because they don't want you to know what time it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no clocks because they don't want you to know what time
it is. They're pumping oxygen in there and booze.
Oxygen, booze, and the weed that weed store should have had. It's
CBD.
There. CBD. So I'm walking through and guess who I see at the sports book?
Elon Musk.
Bob and Tom. Show me your pits.
They're there
wearing the same clothes, holding the same bags that they took off the plane. They didn't even go to sleep. They went straight to the shittiest hotel in Las Vegas and decided to start gambling. Chrissy, this blew my fucking mind. I couldn't believe that Bob and Tom were just sitting there gambling at 4:45 in the morning.
I mean, I can.
You wouldn't want to go and take a shower?
No, I would.
Would you?
I wouldn't be Bob and Tom.
I know, doesn't you think like any human being would say, let me get to the hotel room and freshen up a little bit?
They had to get there quick to the gamble.
And then 10 hours later?
That's how they lose you. I mean, you're lost.
I don't even think Bob and Tom made their flight back.
Probably not.
Because
neither
they sold
you.
Their airline tickets. Neither did I. That's right. Okay. I go outside right before the sun comes up. I go outside just
because you were taking the red eye.
No, this is before I left. So this same night when I got the charger and the coffee, I walk outside and I'm like, oh, let me just like take a quick brisk walk around. Get the legs, get the blood flowing.
Yes.
It's 4:45 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I go around. I walk outside the big place, you know, valet station or whatever. I walk in, then I go around and I'm going toward the big sign that's sitting on the street. And I look back to the hotel and I'm like, wow, it's, you know, it's kind of a big hotel that has all the lights that are on. You can see directly in the windows. There are no mirrors. I have been butt ass naked for this entire time, swinging my dick around in front of the window. And everything could have been seen. I'm nervous. Because you know how the paparazzi likes to follow us around.
They do.
It's problematic. You. Yes.
Specifically you.
Specifically me. So, conference goes on, and...
You're like, did anybody see my balls?
Some of the girls were giving me strange looks.
Sorry to interrupt, but that's kind of my thing these days. If you're sick of me interrupting Brian, give us a call at 626-ASK-TCB3, leave us a voicemail, and maybe I'll interrupt you on the show instead. You'd love that, wouldn't ya? You can also text us at 855-TCB-8383 and check out our website, tcbpodcast.com, for all things TCB. You know what's coming next. Follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And now let's listen to some sponsors because they're the real ones around here.
When did they come back into the lexicon? You know what I'm saying? Feels like they were gone for a while. Now all of a sudden, they got some articles.
I get their updates and news and stuff like
that.
Oh,
you do? So, yeah. You're a Rolling Stone kind of chick?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I peruse. The Rolling
Stones. I peruse. I'm a peruser. What does peruse mean? It's such a weird word. Peruse.
Well, the way that I'm using it, and maybe it's not even correctly, yeah. But is that I flip through.
Let's make a word up for what you do.
Yeah.
You're like a lazy Susan of magazines.
Flip through it, yes.
Yeah, you keep turning the wheel. And
well, because I have Apple News Plus.
Oh.
And so I subscribe to quite a few magazines, and so I, you know, get the updates from those magazines, and then I quickly read them and go on to another update because that's all this.
I think I'm paying like $1,099 a month for that Apple Plus, like where you get all the music and you get all the magazines and you get all the things, and every member of your family can have it, and you have two extra subscriptions for all this. Don't think not once have I used Apple Music or read one of the, I mean, that's, I read the magazines on occasion, but I don't take it as good of advantage of it as I should.
Yeah, but I'm an Apple News person now. I kind of got switched over. It's all there. Yeah, but I still can't quite switch myself over to Apple Music, and we were talking about this.
Breaking news. Chrissy is now an Apple breaking news kind of girl.
We were talking about this, though, when the song, whatever song that you have played or downloaded into Apple Music somehow blasts out.
Why, Apple? Why?
Every time you get in the car.
Why, Apple?
I'm like, I just wanted to hear the Charlie XCX new song. I didn't mean for it to play every time for a year after when I get into the car. I'm like, how is it still on there?
I gotta say, like, the situation that the problem that that Chrissy is talking about is when you
have a funny story about it.
Yeah,
too.
I do. When you get into the car and you plug in your Apple CarPlay or connects to your Apple CarPlay for some dumb, a non-understood reason that quite frankly shouldn't be understood because it's just a dumb, dumb thing that Apple has embedded into this operating system, is that when you plug in to Apple CarPlay or you plug your phone into your car's radio system, the first thing that an Apple phone does is play a song from Apple Music.
Yes.
As if you want to hear the same song every time. There's no way to change it. There's no way to predict it. Sometimes it's a different song. Most of the time it's not. Yes. It's so fucking weird.
Yeah, it's not the last song you were listening
to. No.
That would make sense.
Yes.
But no, this is just a random song that's in your library. That you then, you have to hear every time. I mean, it took me forever to get that U2 album off of it, but it would always play the U2.
Listen, I liked Mumford & Sons in 2012 when they came out with Everybody Else, but I have forever been listening to Mumford and fucking Sons every time I get in the car. Every time. I'm stuck in 2012 in my car. I've had four cars since that Mumford & Sons album came out. And for the life of me, I cannot figure out how to get Mumford & Sons off of my fucking phone.
Well, you had a story.
I know. I'm going to tell it.
Okay.
All right. So the other day, because it is one strange, this room is strange. It smells weird. It looks weird. There's wires all over the place. And Brian just sits at his computer all night long staring at things that he shouldn't be staring at in hopes that I'll find something for the show. So because we do sometimes do these preacher breakdowns, I was looking into the phenomenon of Christian music and its, you know, its history and where it goes and how
hypnotic.
It's going. And the hypnotic weird buildup that they have that gets everybody feeling that they're feeling Jesus, but what they're really feeling is a pre-programmed response to this type of thing in your body, if physiologically. So I download or I play, not even download, I play a song, a Christian rock song called The Lion and the Lamb. The Lion and the Lamb by this rock band. I'm playing it in hopes that I can get a clip that we can play here as an example.
Right.
On my computer, I do this. So the next morning, I get in the car, I drive, I'm stopped at the stoplight near my house, I plug in my phone at the stoplight, so I'm not as to, you know, get another ticket for holding my phone improperly. I plug it in, I put it on the thing, and all of a sudden, the Lion and the Lamb. I got my window down, and I'm like, the fuck is this? This is new Mumford & Sons? What's going on? I thought it could be a Mumford & Sons song, not even remembering that days before, the night before, I had listened to this song because it's that forgettable. And so I was like, oh, okay, this is crap. And I look over outside my open window to see that there is a lady next to me. And I mean, she's in her 70s. In her, like, you know, Cadillac, you know, old Cadillac with her window down. And she's like, the Lion and the Lamb.
Thumbs
and
up.
She's giving me the thumbs up. The Lion and the Lamb. And I'm like, hey, here, let me play some Mumford & Sons for you, old lady. It is destroying lives. It is destroying lives. How many car accidents do you think have happened? Because you plug in your phone, you don't expect anything to come on, and then...
No. We talked about it, and I was like, I just need to take the time to go through and clean things up. But I guess that's not even the problem.
No.
It just, yeah.
Could someone at Apple explain this to us? Could someone at Apple please write in and explain, as if anybody at Apple is listening to this stupid show. They're still trying to figure out how to get us off the charts. So can someone at Apple please write in and explain exactly why this functionality is built into the iPhone or the AirPlay or CarPlay or whatever the fuck it is? Because it is really obnoxious. And to my knowledge, there is no way to get rid of it. There probably is if I just Googled it. But I have actually Googled this before, and I think everybody has this frustration.
Well, sorry, I'm laughing. The reason that probably Mumford & Sons kept coming out, because here's the problem. You know, kids these days don't remember iPods.
No.
But.
No, but I had Mumford & Sons on my iPod.
That's right.
Yes.
And with your Apple accounts, a lot of that stuff got switched
merged.
Over. Yeah, merged into there. So yeah, you're right. I'll all of a sudden hear stuff that I was listening to in 2012.
It's fucking insane.
From my old iPod.
Yeah, when they got rid of iTunes, then they went to iMusic or Apple Music or whatever it is.
Yes.
Somehow, some way, I'm paying more money, getting less music, and now getting a Mumford & Sons for the rest of my life. I mean, if you're going to charge me $29.99 a month for that damn music service, can you do me a favor and switch it up every once in a while? I mean, rotated or something. The you're so right about this that this is, I'm literally stuck in a time capsule in Mumford & Sons. So I found a way to take the Lion and the Lamb off there, and now what damn song is playing? I don't even know what damn song is playing. It's falling slowly, hope you reach me. I literally want to jump out of my car every time I hear that song. I think I had a breakup one time. It's like, that was my divorce song. I don't know you, but I want to all the more for that. It's like, shows right through me, goes right through me, and I can't forget.
I do remember that song.
You have suffered enough. Yes, I have. Please take it off my own. As if I hadn't jumped off a bridge 40 times to that song already. Please stop.
I know, and then you have to make the difficult decision. Do you delete it altogether or just leave it on there and hope it doesn't come back on?
Well, I don't know that I'm not going to have another bad breakup, or I'm going to have to pass that song on to my kids when they have a breakup. Like, here, listen to this. As if you're not in a bad mood enough. Just send that song to Jimmy Fallon over there and tell him to brighten up, buddy. It's not that bad. Yeah, I don't know. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why we have to suffer through the Apple Music constantly playing that we don't want it to. But if you could change that, I appreciate it. Like, they should have a function that when you turn on Apple CarPlay, you have the choice to engage the music or not. And at least if you don't have the choice to engage the music, could we please at least have the choice of music? Could it be like a little sign pops up on your car and it says, which song would you like to kill yourself to this time? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, you know, my podcast, it'll, if I've been listening to the podcast in my house, then when I get into the car, it's playing the same thing that I was just listening to.
Yes.
Same with Spotify. And I don't understand why.
Yes, if you've got a fresh slate, if you've been listening to something or watching something, like if I've been watching a YouTube video, sometimes the YouTube video will start playing when I plug it in, right? But if I'm all closed out, if I'm using, you know, if I'm energy efficient, if I'm all closed out, if I'm trying to hide things from my kids, if I'm doing that properly, and then I plug it in, then Apple Music every time. Apple Music every time. And they choose. I don't get to choose. I am absolutely, it's as if I am going crazy in my head every time I get in that car. And now, and like my son the other day, he was like, Daddy, why does that song come on every time? And I'm like, I don't know. And then he's like, can you put on the Mickey Mouse March? And I'm like, no, no, Mumford and Son, no. Son, you're going to need this song when you have your first breakup. Falling slowly feels right through me. Daddy, why does it feel like I'm drowning in sorrow? Ah, don't worry, son. That's the way you'll feel any day after 13 years old. You'll feel that way twice a day for the rest of your life. As soon as you turn 13, you'll realize. As soon as your balls drop and your voice gets lower, you're going to feel that forever. Don't worry, son. Man, they are obsessed with music. They are obsessed with music. All my kids.
Yeah, no, my nephews are too.
They want to listen to it when they're in the shower. Mm-hmm. They want to listen to it on the playground. They want to listen to it in the bedroom. I love it. I am so excited about this. Unfortunately, their musical tastes have not developed. I'm not sure my musical tastes have developed either. I'm still, you know, I'm coming in the name of. But there's some music that I just know is not for them. Like, I'm not going to go playing them Rage Against the Machine, right?
Yeah, it doesn't not yet. Make sense.
No, I do see parents that do this. Like, I have a friend who I went to high school with, and he's got a son, cute as a button. He had him pretty young, so I think the kid now is probably in his 17, 18, 19, 20 years old, whatever. But he has been letting him listen to some pretty heavy metal. Like, this guy was into heavy, heavy metal. His name's Bob. And Bob was letting his kid, he was listening to those songs with his kid when he was very young. And so from a long time ago, like, I remember seeing a post about, oh, what's his name's first concert, right? I'm not going to name his son, but his first concert. And he had the headphones on, and it was like, you know, Kill Machete or something. Like, Kill Machete! Ah! And so some parents do open the world up in musically like that. I feel, bless you.
God, that'll be the first actual sneeze I've ever had to do.
You've ever had, that's the first time you've ever sneezed? Oh, on air? Yeah. I'm waiting for a thrarp to come out, like a throw up, fart, and a burp at the same time. It's a thrarp. But I feel like I want to let my kids have their own musical tastes for a while in their own ecosystem, and then I occasionally drop in a song. Now, my wife, however, does not take this same road, because my girls are already asking for Taylor Swift songs every time I get in the car.
Yeah.
So, well, listen, it could be worse, I guess. You know, could be worse. Could be, I don't know, Charlie XCX or whatever. Do you listen to Charlie XCX?
Well, no, not really. But I like her, and I wanted to at least hear the new song that had just come out. And then now I'm listening to it for the next 3 months when I get into the car.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's terrible.
How did we go from Jimmy Fallon to the Apple?
I'm not really sure. Oh, because we were talking about Apple News. You read an article, I said, okay, Apple. Well, but my thoughts on Jimmy Fallon are this, in conclusion. I think Jimmy is a human being. He's going to have moods up and down. I think when you're working for somebody that closely in that intense of an environment, you are going to have to just chill out a little bit and understand that he's also got some pressures on him, and there are going to be times when he's in a good mood and in a bad mood, and you shouldn't count your day based on his moods. Unless that's just the environment that you work in, like you have to, I don't know, you know, fall all over him. But also, and I think this comes from the top down, not from the bottom up. Jimmy, you got a Take a deep breath, bro. You're in the best job in all of late night television, whatever that means anymore, but you have a huge contract, you live a wonderful life, and you got a great job. You shouldn't take it out on anybody that works around you. You should just, you know, humility. Like,
in all fairness, he apologized. He did do like some big apology.
Yeah.
Maybe he didn't realize that that was what was happening. He was making, he didn't realize about the cry room.
Yeah, it's hard to do that when you're drunk. You know what I'm saying? That's the other thing that was in the article. Alluded to. The article alluded to the fact that Jimmy may or may not have has had alcohol on his breath on numerous occasions.
Well, he's doing late night.
Didn't he fall and like break open his hand one time because he was drunk? Didn't he have to have like hand surgery one time because he fell and he was drunk, or he cut himself open and he had to get stitches and his arm was in a sling for a while? I do remember this. And it happened because he was drunk. He had had too much alcohol. So, you know, welcome to the club, Jimmy. You know, here's a piece of advice. But yeah, he's in late night, but those late night shows get filmed at 3 in the afternoon. They don't get filmed at night. Come on, Chrissy, get it together. You're in the business. You should know. We're in the business. Are we in the business? We might be in the business. We're on the edge of the business. I'm on the edge of business.
Careful. That's going to play every time.
Now Apple Music has decided that's my favorite song. That's right. Falling Slowly and Edge of Tomorrow. Or is that Edge of Tomorrow? Whatever that song is by Lady Gaga. Where is Lady Gaga? I haven't heard from her in a while. Have you?
She's still around. She's
okay.
Making music, doing films.
All right.
Mourning Tony Bennett.
Tell her I said hello.
I will.
When you get a chance.
Ugh, finally. I feel like I was waiting forever for my turn to talk. Now that I have you, go to tcbpodcast.com to find all of our audio and video content and follow us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at tcbpodcast. Want it to be your turn to talk? Call us and spill the tea at 626-ASK-TCB3 and you may hear your voice on the show. You can also text us your tea at 855-TCB-8383 and boy, do we love to hear it. Anyway, take a listen to our sponsors and let's get back to the show.
I found a former porn star, now a preacher, online because I was trolling on the internet.
As you do.
As I do like to do. Let's take a listen. Preacher Rainer, there we go, yada, yada, yada.
I grew up without having a relationship with my father. That was tough. And through that, I
found out I had a massive dick. This guy looks like a porn star, by the way.
He doesn't. And it showed the very beginning of him just kind of looking off.
Yeah, looking forlorn off in the corner. I'm looking for my savior.
Attention. And I started modeling when I was 15 or 16. And all of a sudden, I was getting positive reinforcement from places that I normally didn't. And I liked the way that felt.
So I said, let me combine one feeling that's really good with another feeling that's really good, and that's me rubbing myself off at night. And then I learned that's called masturbation, and I can make money doing it.
Honestly, I was like, if I am successful in any type of genre of film or theater, I would be loved. So I took my $50 and I went to California and I spent almost every cent I had. And then all of a sudden,
50 ain't gonna go far.
What do you do? What? What? That's not what I expected to hear. I took $50 million and I spent almost every dime trying to make it as a porn star. You spent $50? What was that? A burger at In-N-Out?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't have any money. And I got a job at a steakhouse slash bar in Los Angeles.
That also happened to be a dick show.
And they had Chianti Classico.
When they asked for the old 69er, you know, that 69-ounce piece of meat, they asked for the old 69er, I found out quickly it wasn't meat that they were looking for. Not that kind of meat.
Yeah, not that kind of meat.
After working in that restaurant for a few months, I met a girls that were sitting at a table, and they were all dressed very provocatively. they said, you should do movies. I was like, oh yeah, actually, I am trying to be an actor.
No one ever said that out in California, working at a bar in LA.
No waiter or waitress has ever heard those words before. He must have gone, what luck? It's my day.
You should do movies.
He's got the reverse casting couch going on here. It's usually some creepy guy that's asking some young bartender, you should do movies. Come to my house and we'll review a couple scripts that I haven't written yet.
This and that. And they're like, no, adult movies. And I was like, What do you mean?
R-rated?
Wait, what do you mean?
R-rated movie.
I'm going to get paid to fuck you girls? Later, guys. It's been nice working at the steakhouse. Exactly. Thanks for the $50. I'll talk to you guys later. You know, I got to be real honest. I think I've seen this guy in a porn movie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dick is getting hard a little bit. I think that's an indicator that... That's not workplace harassment when you work at the commercial break, by the way. Don't write me. I don't want to hear about it.
No.
Chrissy has signed paperwork.
They're like having, you know, sex on camera.
Actually, given Chrissy's sexual appetite, I had to sign paperwork. Yeah. I'm just saying.
My instinct reaction was like, wow, you know, that's awesome. So they gave me their information. It was to meet with their agent. So I met with that agent. He's like, if you can do it, then you'll be very successful. You know,
if you can do it and then you can become a preacher, then we can make a really cool YouTube video with some really sad music behind it and make you look like a total stud. Mm-hmm. You'll have a reinvention twice. And then you're going to run for president and probably win.
That's true.
Yeah.
Praise. You know, you'll be great. You'll be amazing. Just do it. I was like, well, you know, if I just do one, it'll be okay. I showed up and I was terrified and everyone's like, don't worry about it. Just take this pill. You'll be able to perform. You'll be able to do it. And I did.
Boy, did I.
I said, you just taking one or how many are you taking? If I was in those porn movies, they'd have to shoot my cock up. Because I don't think I'd be able to get it up with a cameraman and all that stuff, fluffer and all that shit. It'd be such a weird... Yeah. I mean, honestly, I don't watch a lot of porn movies. And I think I've said this on the show before because I think it ruins your idea of... I'm just not all that interested in porn movies. Mm-hmm. Pictures are more my thing, right? Sexy images are more my thing. And maybe it's just like the time that I grew up. We didn't have access to like actual action. You had to look at it. So maybe my sexual preferences are tailored or are... I don't know. They're a reflection of how I grew up and what I kind of materials that I had access to, mainly the Sears catalog. So I, you know, but if you put me in a room.
To be said for those old, you know, the magazines.
Oh, yeah. Yes. What happened to FHM and Victoria's Secret catalogs and the good old Playboy where they showed you just enough to get you there? But
Pornhub.
Yeah. Now Pornhub, yeah.
That's what
here, prolapse fisting, you know, squirter all over the, it's like the craziest stuff. Hamster goes down on squirter. It's like,
yeah, there's anything and everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to keep my kids away from that as long as possible. Matthias is now 4. He'll probably find porn when he's 6.
Yes.
And that changed the rest of my life.
I mean, it's all over Twitter. Like, even if somebody's on Twitter, you can just find porn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter's going to head that way anyway. It's just going to be a porn.
It's been like
porn
that,
hub
but yeah.
pretty soon. This music is way over dramatic for the story that he's telling. It's not. His story's not that dramatic.
They at least have done a little boom, chicka, boom.
I didn't have a relationship with my father. Yeah, join half of the world who didn't have a relationship with their father.
True.
Yeah, number one. Number two, you came to Los Angeles with $50. Join 90% of the people working in Los Angeles right now. And number three, you got asked to do porn movies with sexy hot girls. I'm fucking hot girls for a living.
All I remembered about it was nothing that what I did, just the environment around me. I didn't have a conversation with the girl. I didn't know her name. We never even made eye contact. I felt
No, they don't want those guys 30. To talk.
No, fuck no. No. It's a job. Yeah. You know, I understand. Like, I don't care how hard you try. I'm sure that there is a part of you that has to, I don't care how into it you are. There's a part of you that has to disassociate a little bit from those scenes because it's take after take. You have to ram jack for hours. You know, they need different angles. It's like a real movie, only you actually are inside of somebody. Yes. That's kind of hard.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt the
hard
camera guy directing me to do stuff while I was doing that. It didn't feel real. It didn't feel like it truly happened. And then some of my friends saw it. I was embarrassed, even though they were like, you know, dude, that's so cool. And then I thought, you know, if these people can see it, probably
some of my friends saw it. Did you tell? Were you the one that showed them?
Yeah. How did your friends find your porn video in a sea of porn videos?
Exactly.
I have a feeling that somebody told them. Somebody let the cat out of the bag. Yes. He's telling this story like this now because, of course, he's a preacher and he has to make it sound like he was dragged into this, right? But, and listen, I'm not downplaying the guy's experience. Whatever experience was is what it was. I'm just, from an outside observer, it feels just a little disingenuous to say, well, then my friends found it. How did they find it? Because you posted it all over your Twitter, probably. Look at what I'm doing, fucking hot girls.
Family's going to see.
Because I was 18 once and I know what that's like, okay?
And then, and just thinking about embarrassing my mom was tough.
Should have thought about that before.
Yeah, when you're
you just thought about that after it came out?
Yeah, they offered you the job. They started giving you medication to help with your boners. The lights were on. Yeah. The cameras were on. Did you not think at that moment, like, hey, mom?
For real.
Yeah. Hey, mom, remember how you wanted me to be a doctor? I'm a pussy doctor now.
Right. Even that, I justified it. I've already did one. So what's the difference if I do another one? And then all of a sudden, you know, I've done a few.
And then all of a sudden, I'm the most prolific porn star that ever lived.
I'm winning AVN awards.
Oh, yeah. He did, by the way. I looked it up. Yeah, of course he did. I think thou does protest a little too much. Yeah.
You know, $3,000 or $4,000 in less than a month. And then all of a sudden, I was doing 20 a month. And my family did find out.
Yeah.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Because you're posting it on your Twitter and sending it to your friends.
I mean, all of a sudden you've got a ton of money and you're making all of these. Yeah, and your friends know.
Yeah.
It's got to get back to your parents.
And your boner never goes down, not even at Thanksgiving dinner because you're all exactly. pumped up full of dick drugs. Hey, John, I don't want to be rude. And I know it's been a long time since we talked about your penis. But as your mother, I have to ask, why are you so hard all the time? It's my job, Mom. I pound pussy for a living.
And I still didn't stop. I became this person I didn't even know. And the more I was willing to care less about myself, the more I was willing to do. And next thing I knew, I'd done 1,000 movies. I'm crying.
Jesus Christ! Oh my God. Listen.
It's a slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope. And I have no idea what the porn industry is like. So I'm not here to tell anybody what the porn industry is like. And I know that there must be sleazy, shitty, fucking fucked up things that happen in that business. But it's 2023, so I'm imagining you were doing these in 2015. And even back then, porn stars are perfectly acceptable human beings.
Absolutely.
It's not like, like you went and murdered people and then you were embarrassed about it. You had sex on camera. You chose to do that.
Exactly.
1,000 times.
I know. Like, own it.
Yeah, own it. I was a porn star. Yeah,
I won awards.
Yeah, now I got old. My dick doesn't work the same. So I'm going to be a preacher. I had to figure out how to cover that $40,000 a month I was working. And I figured, what better scam than preacher?
Up to sleep.
Paid for housing.
I mean,
car,
food, bread, wine.
Yeah, bread, wine, pussy. It's all there for you.
Just ask our prosperity preachers.
Yeah, just ask Carl or anybody else who has been caught up in some sex scandal, and it seems like they all have.
Shower, and I couldn't get clean enough because I couldn't wash off the hurt.
Oh my God, this is so fucking dramatic.
He's in the shower.
Yeah.
water's running down his face.
Well, do you know what I'm imagining? Is that he's part of one of those newfangled Christian churches where they have the band and the coffee shop and a roller coaster outside, you know, the whole nine yards to attract people to come and spend a lot of time there and spend a lot of money. And this is probably playing on the, this is probably a movie or a short vignette made for the big screen at the church.
You're right. Yeah,
it's his confession.
Yes.
He has to explain himself.
I sinned.
So rather than tell you I really enjoyed it, it was a great time in my life, and now I need a new job, I'm going to make a movie where they film me in the shower. All that embarrassment over being naked on camera. So now I'm going to be naked in front of this camera, and I'm going to play it for the church. He's in the shower. What kind of fucking movie is this?
And I truly believed at that point that I didn't matter. And that went on for, you know, well over 5 years. And I was going to deposit a check, and the teller looked at me and said, Joshua, is there anything else I can do for you?
And I said, yeah, give me a Blumpkin. I said, my dick's still hard from the photo, from the last shoot I did 5 years ago. Could you just get me off one time? I was depositing a check, and the teller looks at me.
It's the first time I heard my name.
That was the first time he heard his name?
Yeah. Wait, I'm replaying.
Wouldn't the casting people call and say, hey, is this Josh?
Yeah. Joshua, I think is what she said.
Oh.
But, you know, for dramatic effect, right. He's saying, it's the first time I'd heard my name in 5 years.
And the teller looked at me and said, Joshua, is there anything else I can do for you? That was the first time I heard my name in a long time. And I just lost it. And I went home and I looked myself in the mirror and I was like, what have I done?
I changed my name to Josh. It's always been Joshua. What have I done?
What have I done with my life? I haven't been home in 2 Christmases. I wasn't taking care of my mom. I wasn't taking care of my brother. So I called the director and told him that I'm never coming back.
He's like, cool. Call the next guy on the list.
What was your name again?
Yeah.
Joshua. Joshua. Well, I don't know any Joshua, but we do have a Josh that works here. Josh, is that you?
Who is this?
Say my name. Josh. Joshua. Okay, dude, you're being weird. And I don't care if you show up because I'll just take your place.
Yeah. I've got another guy waiting.
Yeah, I got another guy waiting. I get my own dick hard. Don't worry about it. You're cool.
So that's what I did. I ran. I ran for my life. I moved to North Carolina.
I ran all the way to North Carolina like Forrest Gump.
And I run so far away.
And I run so far away.
I can't get away.
I'm not doing no more porn movies.
Every night, I'd have dreams of the things I did. So even though I wasn't doing anything,
a good psychiatrist will help with that.
Yeah, go to the therapist, bro. Yeah, you don't need this whole confessional video. If they did my confessional video, it'd be like 3 times as long and way more dramatic.
You know, just tucked away. Wasn't dealt with. The last thing I wanted to do was face what I did. And I'd ruined my relationship with my family. My mom, anytime I reached out to her, she's like, I love you no matter what. I hurt so bad.
It doesn't sound like it was ruined then.
Yeah. It's not ruined.
Every time I reach out to mom, she say I'd love you no matter what.
Yeah, but I don't want to claim to know what's in this guy's head or even what the purpose of the video is. Right? But because I don't fucking know. I don't care. I really don't. But this just sounds like you had a job that other people were embarrassed, other people felt judged you for, and then you walked into the most judgmental place on earth, which is church. And then they were like, wait, you were a fucking porn star? And he's got to find a way to make it sound like it was so miserable. And now that I found Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord, now everything's better. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, I think he's just pining for the camera like he used to.
For her to say no matter what, because I knew I embarrassed her. And then I met someone else. When I met Hope, I was like, even though she likes me, like she doesn't know what I've done.
I was like, yes, now we can finally start doing some of those streaming channels I've been looking to make money on. You know the kind where you just pop on, Chatterbait, where you pop on and they're live fucking each other?
There's no way that she could accept me for who I am. She asked me if I believe in God, and I said yes. And after she asked me that, I felt like I had to tell her something. I did pornography for, you know, over 5 years. And she looked me in the face and said, "That's not who you are. God's forgave you for that. Why can't I?" I was like, wow. That's what's being Christian.
She had a big smile.
Yeah, she had a big smile and she said, "That's not who you are. And don't tell my parents."
Next, let me see your dick.
Yeah, now let's put some of that experience to good use. Take this pill.
How was some of that? Yeah. So not long after that, together, we went to Hope. And when I woke
up, you met her name was Hope,
and then you went to the Hope Church.
Huh.
Hope. We were sitting there, and Mike's talking straight to me, and he's like, no matter how broken you are, it's never too late. And I believe that. My whole life changed. Here I am, so undeserving, that he stooped down, he picked me up, and he brushed me off, and I was clean. It was like it was never happened in his eyes.
Okay, let me point this out, because I this really drives me crazy about religion. That he in some way was a broken, empty, undeserving man because of choices that he made as an adult to make money and provide for himself and follow, you know, somewhat of his dream. Maybe it wasn't a perfect dream, but hey, listen, you got it, use it. Why should someone feel undeserving? Because in the eyes of someone else, that's not good enough. That's not the right thing to do, that we shouldn't be doing this. Not illegal. He didn't hurt anybody. He's just going around having sex with people on camera for money. Is it everybody's choice? No. Do you want your son or daughter to end up being a porn star? I don't know. Maybe some people do. Maybe some people don't. According to the search history on Pornhub, yeah, a lot of people do want their daughters to do porn, but especially their stepdaughters. But I think the problem with this type of mentality is that we put people down for what we perceive they should do. But the truth is, this dude isn't broken. He was young, he was dumb, he was full of cum, and he decided to get paid for it. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. You're not broken or undeserving, bro. And you don't need church to tell you that you're anything better than you already know that you are, which is a perfectly healthy, happy, worthwhile human being. Strapping on young man. You're a perfectly happy strap-on young man. Look at Chrissy getting all excited. She's finding a way to get over to that Hope Church. Her and Jeff are going to have a foursome with Hope, and Johnny Be Good, or whatever his name is. Oh, my God.
Well, hey, each to their own, and if it made him feel better about himself, okay.
Listen, if church makes you feel better about yourself, great.
Yep.
I'd say go for it. What an amazing turnaround for that young man. I don't think he should be embarrassed about his past. I think he should embrace it and say, hey, it was part of my life. Yeah. Like my kids are going to ask me about the commercial break.
Yes.
Yes.
We're going to have to own
it. I'm going to be a preacher one day too with a sad video. They told me I was going to make money. Someone told me I was going to be a millionaire. So I made a series of increasingly bad decisions.
Over 5 years.
And when I was finally broke and left with nothing, I met Hope. Not the actual person. I mean Hope. You know, Hope. The most expensive thing in a strip club. Hope! Oh, man. All right. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to find out more about Chrissy and I. Read all the show notes, all the audio, and all the video. It's right there. You don't have to leave the website. You can listen to it all, watch it all that good stuff. And 21 EPM stickers. We're giving them away for free to you. We'd be happy to send you one. We send out a big bulk of them every week. So get on the list. Send Astrid an email. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com. Hit the contact us button. Tell us you want the sticker and send us your physical address. We will send you a sticker and probably some other goodies. Also, we'd like you to text us at 855-TCB-8383, 1-855-TCB-8383. Toll free from anywhere in the world. We'll pick up the charges. We want to hear your content ideas, questions, comments, concerns, anything you got to tell us over there. on TCB, 855-TCB-8383. At the commercial break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak. Fully edited episodes every time they air here on the audio feed. Go check it out. Subscribe, please. Do us a favor. Do us that one favor. Go to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. All right, Chrissy, as you can hear by my voice, I think that's all we can do for today.
I think so, Brian.
So I love you.
I love you.
Best to you.
And best to you.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.